It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Video games and Easter eggs pretty much go hand in hand, right? With developers sneaking in little asides, cheeky winks and nods to one another and other titles in pretty much every video game project going. But sometimes these Easter eggs get a little bit rudy, a little bit nudie, a little bit spicy, a little bit saucy, a little bit, oof, no, not for the kids, you know what I'm saying. Not safe for work, not safe for jerks. Anyway, I've lost my train of thought. All that matters is that I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 9 ridiculous adult jokes hidden in video games. Number 9. Rewarded with nudity. Strikers 1945. Arcade shoot-em-up Strikers 1945 is set in the aftermath of World War II, where a shady organization called Canny suddenly emerges and starts wreaking havoc with powerful super weapons. In response, an elite pilot squad, the Strikers, is formed to combat this new threat. As you can tell, the game doesn't care much for historical accuracy, and considering its shockingly lewd hidden ending, it doesn't care much for common decency either. If you do well enough throughout this game, getting gold medals on every single mission and trying not to lose any lives, you'll be rewarded with pictures of the mostly female pilots standing around with their clothes ripped off. There's no in-universe reason as to why this happens either, it's just a bit of extra and weird fun for those who have mastered the game. So, get good? Number 8. The Bone Formation, Apex Legends. When slick battle royale Apex Legends launched in February 2019, it came packing just a single map, King's Canyon, for players to shoot their way across. It's an absolutely huge arena full of nifty points of interest like the Mad Max-inspired Thunderdome that are just begging to be explored. But during their time spent roaming the map, players probably didn't expect to come across a site like this. One of the most popular areas of King's Canyon is Skulltown, which got its name due to the enormous skeleton that surrounds it. This skeleton is fully climbable as well, so players can get up high to dodge enemy fire or use it as a vantage point for sniping. And right at the top lies this oddly shaped formation of bones. Now, given that this formation only looks like a penis from certain angles, it's hard to say if this was intentional or not. But given that there's also some pretty phallic imagery in Apex's second map, World's Edge, this whole thing is starting to look less like a coincidence and more like a bit of a running gag on developer Respawn's part. Number 7. Kinky Death Grunt, Beyond Oasis. So this game, also known as The Story of Thor, A Successor of Light, which is just so epic, Beyond Oasis is all about killing. Well, technically, it's about Prince Ali's mission to stop the new owner of the all-powerful Silver Armlet, but you'll kill a hell of a lot of enemies along the way. Indeed, the title throws so many bad guys at you at once that you'll easily be hacking hundreds of them to death before the story is over. And in doing so, you might notice that these hulking humanoid soldiers that you're constantly murdering will let out an audible grunt of pain whenever they're killed. Now, there are a couple of variations of these death grunts, and none of them are particularly unusual, except that is for one, an incredibly rare grunt that sounds suspiciously like a female letting out a moan of pleasure. It's weird that this file is in the game to begin with, and it's even weirder that it emanates from a dying NPC. There's surprisingly little information online about this as well, so we're not even sure why this happens. It just seems like it's an uncommon occurrence that very few people have actually encountered. Number 6. The Thirsty Arrow Girl, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. So the internet is kind of flooded with, let's just call it mature artwork and fan fiction for The Legend of Zelda's Link. Still, at least the games themselves are pure of heart, right? Well, surprisingly, in The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, you actually get a pretty dirty little joke that seems entirely out of place for a title that's so charming and family-friendly. It is funny, though, to be fair. If you head to the Curious Quiver Arrow shop in Kakariko Village, you can read a journal entry by Rola, the Lonely Arrow Girl, and it seems that she has quite a big fetish for Link. That new guy in town looks like he really knows how to tune a bow, she writes. I hope he comes by and knocks an arrow for me. It's been way too long. And that's just the stuff that's hidden. When you actually talk to Rola before she gives you a quest, she says things like, "Why not take out that bow and show me something special?" And the thought of a young hunk drawing a bow just makes my day. Can you smell that, folks? That's desperation. Number 5. Benjamin Franklin's Sex Talk, Assassin's Creed 3. While the Assassin's Creed series isn't 100% historically accurate, I know, shock horror, it does put a lot of effort into making sure things like the clothes and the buildings are as authentic as possible. As a result, one of the best things about these games is that they really do transport you to their respective time periods, with Ubisoft's attention to detail really bringing their recreations of past civilizations to life. Another thing that helps with the immersion is the fact that you can interact with a whole host of famous historical figures, and in Assassin's Creed 3, you'll bump into the likes of Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, and George Washington. You can also have a chat with Benjamin Franklin, who will have the most unusual optional conversation with you inside the general store in Boston. Upon initiating the dialogue, Franklin will start rambling on about how having sex with older women is superior to having it with younger women, citing their experience, their inability to conceive, and the fact that their lack of beauty improves their utility. Oh god, mate. The conversation is a good couple of minutes long as well, and it is truly bizarre to listen to. Franklin clearly has put a lot of thought into this topic. Number 4. The Female Body, Kirby's Dream Land 2. The Kirby games are amongst the most cheery and delightful titles on the planet, which is pretty fitting considering that the title character is a tiny pink ball with huge anime eyes, so it'd be weird if everything was dark and miserable, right? Well, in Kirby's Dream Land 2, you control the title character through a series of side-scrolling levels, and for such an unassuming game, it actually provides a decent enough challenge. It also provides some pretty curious level design, with players noticing that the layout of the 5-5 secret stage bears a strong resemblance to something that should definitely not be in a kid's game. Upon dropping through the level, there are a series of pink square platforms that you can stand on. The top ones look like eyes, the second ones look like a mouth, and the third, well, you get the idea as you work your way down. The funny thing is about this game is that you can't actually see the full picture while you're playing the level due to the zoomed in camera angle. If you didn't know about this first, you'd definitely just think you were dropping down onto some ordinary platforms, but zoom out and, well, things are laid bare, if you catch my drift. Number 3. The Statues of Ludity, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. The hot coffee minigame for Grand Theft Auto San Andreas is probably the most famous hidden thing for adults in video game history, and the series overall is known for its mature jokes and cheeky sense of humor. And outside of hot coffee, San Andreas is stuffed with sight gags and puns that only older players will understand, and one of the funniest is the aptly named Statues of Ludity, located in the Los Santos Atrium. Upon entering the building, 5 humanoid statues can be seen in total, 4 on the edge of the room and 1 in the middle. While the 4 onlookers are carrying shocked expressions, or at least as shocked as a stone statue can look, the one in the middle, seems to be having a lot of fun with his private parts. Given the lack of detail on the statue models, I mean, San Andreas is decades old by now and graphically it's aged like milk, it would be entirely possible to miss what's going on here if you just stumbled across this room accidentally, because a lot of players just didn't inspect the statues too closely, but once you see it, it's as clear as day. That guy in the middle is going at it. Number 2. The Innuendo-tastic working titles, Ratchet and Clank. Yeah, I know we're cheating a little with this one. The adult joke here isn't actually included in the actual game, but rather it's to do with the way all of the entries in the Ratchet & Clank series are titled. The cartoony action platformer franchise has been around since the start of the century, with the first game in the series spawning a legacy that still endures very strongly today. And hilariously, almost every subsequent sequel has carried a title that can be looked as very clear sexual innuendo. Things like Up Your Arsenal, Going Commando, Tools of Destruction, Quest for Booty, Full Frontal Assault, and best of all, the PSP spin-off Size Matters have been slapped across the series' packaging all over the years. But something that's a little more unknown is that the developer Insomniac also comes up with alternate titles for its Ratchet & Clank games, and these are just as cheeky as all of the ones that they eventually went with. For instance, Ratchet & Clank All For One had several working titles, including Multiple Organisms, Bros Before Foes, and Fiends With Benefits, while Ratchet & Clank Into the Nexus was almost called Into the Nether Regions instead. And A Crack in Time, meanwhile, was reportedly called Clockbusters during development. Please give us a remastered version with that on the box. Pretty please. That's hilarious. At number 1, Pterodactyl Land's giant rock-on, Banjo-Tooie. While the enormous penis seen in Apex Legends is at least in a game with an adult age rating, this particular bit of phallic imagery is in a game which is definitely aimed at kids. Banjo-Tooie was released right at the turn of the century, and it's the type of classic platforming fare that we got around that time. You know, you jump, you climb through a series of colourful levels collecting jiggies along the way, and everything, from the side characters to the sound effects, is all extremely bright and whimsical. It's hardly the type of place that you'd expect to see something decidedly R-rated, and as such, a lot of players were probably quite surprised to find this oddly shaped series of rocky platforms in the Pterodactyl Lands section of the game. This is one of the most famous cases of an adult joke like this being in a video game, and it's hard not to see why, because that monster has clearly been sculpted with a lot of love, care, and attention to detail. So, cheers?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.